Increasing taxes on wealthy Americans has become a populist keystone of the Democratic Party's national agenda. But Democratic leaders here in Vermont hadn't shown much interest this year in state legislation that would raise taxes on the top 1% of Vermont's earners. They had a sudden change of heart last week. That's after rank-and-file Democrats in the House of Representatives buck their own leadership and force the issue back on the table. Vermont Public Capital Bureau reporter Peter Hirschfeld has covered the drama, and he joins us live now to explain exactly what happened. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Jen.
Okay, Pete, so this proposal to raise taxes on the top 1% here in Vermont, what exactly would it do?
This proposal relies on the state income tax to collect more revenue for government coffers. And what it would do is add a 3% surcharge on all household income above $500,000 a year, and then an additional 2% on income over $1 million. Some very preliminary number crunching suggests this could raise somewhere around $110 million a year in new revenue. And supporters say that's money the state could use to build affordable housing or subsidize health care or any other number of initiatives that might ease the affordability crunch for working class residents.
Well, we've seen some polling in recent years that shows this issue is very popular among Vermont voters. So, Pete, why were Democratic leaders in the House so reluctant to take it up?
Yeah, what's interesting, Jen, is the Vermont House of Representatives enthusiastically embraced this proposal just 2 years ago and actually passed a version of it on the House floor by an overwhelming margin. House Speaker Jill Krawinski told me there are a few reasons this year is different. For one, Democrats no longer have a supermajority, which means if Phil Scott were to veto this bill, which he most certainly would, Democrats don't have the votes to override. Democratic leadership is also very wary of the politics of their party getting behind a tax increase right now, no matter who that increase is on. House Majority Leader Lori Houghton says Phil Scott has proven that he's a very effective campaign messenger, and she's convinced he could turn this into a real political liability for Democrats heading into the midterms.
Because the message won't be that we passed taxes on the wealthy. The message from the opposition will be they raised your taxes.
House Speaker Jill Krawinski and her leadership team now say they're going to give this bill a serious look. They've even promised an up or down vote on the legislation in committee. Okay, Pete, so what happened to change their mind?
What happened is that a critical mass of rank-and-file Democrats and progressives rose up and said, "We're sorry, leadership, that this isn't a priority for you this year, but it is for us, and we're going to force this issue with or without your blessing." They were going to do that by proposing a floor amendment to a tax bill that would effectively attach this income tax increase to a separate piece of legislation. House leadership tried to whip votes against that amendment, but it became clear during that process that a lot of Democratic representatives want this and that they're going to vote for it, even if it means crossing their own leadership. And so instead of having a messy floor vote that risked splitting the caucus, leadership relented and they said, "Okay, if you pull back this amendment, which supporters have now done, we will guarantee a committee hearings on this proposal, and we will guarantee that it at minimum gets a vote in committee."
Okay, Pete, so what are the next steps? And I got to ask, is there any scenario in which Vermont's highest earners are paying more taxes next year as a result of all this?
So almost certainly no is the answer to the second part of that question. The Senate has historically been more wary of proposals to raise income taxes on high earners. Vermont already has some of the highest top marginal income tax rates in the country, and they think tax flight is a real risk if you go this route. And of course, Republican Governor Phil Scott is adamantly opposed to it, and he has plenty of Republicans who are ready to sustain his veto if this somehow got to his desk. But supporters of the legislation say the fact that the conversation continues is a meaningful victory. States like Massachusetts, Washington, Connecticut, they all have so-called millionaires' taxes, and Democrats think this will inch Vermont closer to joining those states. And they also love the politics of it. They think this is one way to draw a compelling contrast with a Republican governor that has hammered them, frankly, on issues related to affordability.
That is Vermont Public's Peter Hirschfeld. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Pete.
Thank you, Jen.
And you can read the full story at vermontpublic.org and sign up for our Capital Recap newsletter while you're there to get all of the news out of Montpelier delivered to your inbox every week.